fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. Welcome to another day. We take a look at the season of Advent, this important time of preparing ourselves for the return of the Lord, both the celebration of his birth, but also preparing us and helping us refocus and help us to see the big picture again, remember where our life is headed, what's our ultimate destiny. Because the truth is, and this is something that it's so important to be able to internalize deep within our own heart, each and every person listening today, that we understand that we have been marked by God by his grace. If we've been baptized into Christ, the down payment, the first fruits, the work of God, the work of salvation accomplished in Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection has begun in us. We are already united to the King who reigns at the right hand of the Father. Understanding that and receiving it deep in our hearts is such an important thing. And the church helps us in this season of Advent to remember who we are and where we are and where we're going. It's always important to remember that life is short. I was thinking of Psalm 90 this morning before I began the program. And there's different verses in Psalm 90 that are worth chewing on. For example, one of the verses says, "You sweep men away, Lord, like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades." Our life is like a sigh, a breath. And most of our days are emptiness and pain. They pass away swiftly and they're gone. Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. This is a perspective and I think a characteristic attitude that emerges as we walk through the season of Advent. We're looking forward to our ultimate destiny. We know, each and every one of us, that we're pilgrims on earth. But our time here on earth is brief and it's short. We have to be careful that we don't lose sight of where we're headed, because we're, as we said yesterday, reading from paragraph 671 in the Catechism. The church is helping us understand basically what the scriptures teach us, what comes to us from the apostles, is that the reign of Jesus Christ that we now have a share in through our baptism and through confirmation, that the church is still under attack. The Catechism says, by evil powers, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And part of how it gets expressed today is an attempt to completely distract us from our ultimate end and from the knowledge of the brevity of life, the wisdom that comes from understanding that we're made by God, we're made for God. Our purpose here on earth is to know him, love him, obey him, serve him. And that our life here on earth is going to be very short, even if you live to be 90 years old, 100 years old. It's short. It's, as the psalmist says, it's a breath. It's a passing shadow. And so verse 12 there said, make us know the shortness of our life. It's a prayer to God. Don't let me be distracted by the temptation of the world to think that everything that's happening here is of ultimate importance. Or don't let me get trapped into seeking pleasure, the slavish pursuit of pleasure, or to be trapped in the emptiness of the world in its own loneliness and how it seeks to distract itself constantly, this perpetual distraction through uninterrupted entertainment. The old enemies of pursuing, being tempted to pursue money, sex, power, and to get caught in the world's anxiety over its own emptiness and its own, ultimately, its own sense of meaninglessness. That's powerful stuff. It's potent stuff. But we have to fight it. And this is why the church leads us through these seasons, a season like Advent. Remember who you are. Remember that Christ came in the flesh. Remember that God sent forth his Son into the world. And love came. And love came to rescue you and to save you. And love came to raise you up to the full dignity of the sons and daughters of God. Love came in the person of Jesus Christ to make it possible for you not to fade away into darkness and into ultimately oblivion, to nothingness. A light has been shed into that darkness in the person of Jesus Christ. He's come. His light has swallowed up the darkness. It's destroyed the powers of the enemy and the dark vision of reality that he brings and he attempts to impose on the mind and heart of every human being. Advent is a time to remember that the light has come and the light is in you. The light of Christ is in all those who are baptized and who are walking in him. And that light allows you to see. And what it allows you to see is where you're going. What's your destiny? Where is your life headed? Are you preparing yourself for that destiny? Are you walking as someone who can see where they're going? Does your life reflect the end to which you have been called? Those are some of the questions that this season should stir up in us. And of course, the world has laid hold of even this season as we prepare to celebrate the coming of Jesus with more consumerism, more constant bombardment of, hey, you need to shop until you drop. It's a wonderful time of gift giving. But it's also a time of greater kind of temptation and intensity. And guess what? We know every year there are lots of people who get very depressed as they move toward the celebration of Christmas, people in the world, because all the hype that's around it, all the light, all the excitement, all the buying and the selling and all the parties and the Christmas parties and everything, and it's, so in some ways it's putting on a happy face. But it's all done without a real clear sense of the meaning of Christmas. The only joy that's in Christmas is Jesus, is Christ come in the flesh. He's the only one that can fill the human heart of its emptiness. So you can just see the lie of how the world tries to, with all its lights and its tinsel and its parties and all the rest, it creates the illusion of happiness. It doesn't create happiness. Because at the end, all the lights go out, all the bottles are empty. You go home alone, and you still have to look in the mirror or lay in your bed at night all by yourself. Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? Do you really have joy in your heart in this season of joy? Do you know how to find it? What the church is trying to say is that she understands the emptiness you feel in your heart, the darkness that can haunt you. She understands because the church is filled with people who've known that very battle, who've tried through money, sex, power, whatever it is, busyness, to fill the empty hole inside or to drive away that darkness, but it doesn't work. And the church is confessing with her heart to everyone, the light has come, and the light is a person. And that person is the fulfillment of the longing of every human heart. He's light. The darkness that we battle against, it has to be dispelled. It has to be driven out. It has to be destroyed. And how is that possible? I can't make it go away. It's like boxing a shadow. But God comes and he wants to shed his light into your heart, into my heart. He wants to bring your heart to a place of peace and rest, knowing that your sins are forgiven. This is a great season to get to confession. Maybe you're listening to the program, you're not even a Christian, but there's something tugging on your heart. Go knock on the door of a Catholic church or a Catholic parish and talk to a priest or Maybe you know a Catholic, a neighbor, somebody hopefully who's alive in their faith, and they can express to you the simple truth of what we all need. The answer to the longing, the deepest longings of your heart as a person. It's God. It's God come in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. So don't miss this season. Don't miss the importance of it. Don't get sucked into the consumerism and the frantic pace that drives it all and dominates it all. And bring Jesus, bring the light into the celebration of Christmas. So many families, there's a big buildup, and then when they come together, it's difficult because there's so many unresolved issues. On a very simple level, when it comes right down to it, so many families, even Catholic families, don't know how to share Jesus Christ together. I know in my own family, we certainly had beautiful Christmases. When I was growing up, you know, the Christmas Eve is when we opened presents and everybody got all dressed up and had a meal beforehand, a special meal every year. And they were good. But Christmas was never great until we as a family were able to face our own dysfunction, our own weaknesses, our own history, the need for forgiveness, the need for healing, the need for reconciliation. And we couldn't even get close to dealing with all of that until certain ones in my family, some of my older siblings in particular, began in their own lives to respond more radically to Jesus, to start living the faith in a more total way, in a total surrender. Having come to really experience the power of the Holy Spirit, they were given in their baptism and confirmation in a new and a renewed way, and having Jesus at the center of their lives. And when they began to put Jesus at the center of their lives, it became contagious and started touching each of us in our family. And we went through lots of reconciliation, lots of tears, lots of honesty, lots of expressing our brokenness, and together learning how to cry out to God. And to really what that was a process, a challenging process, a one step forward, two steps back, but it was a movement forward. And what was at the heart of it was learning how to enthrone Jesus Christ in the center of our family. Really a domestic church. Not a domestic church, I mean a domestic church because we were conscious, we became conscious that he was the center of our family. And we wanted to acknowledge it together. We wanted to celebrate him. We wanted to thank him for his mercy and kindness. And Christmas became not just a time of good family time and a sharing of the material gifts, but it was literally communing together and celebrating the great gift that we all received in the person of Jesus Christ. And he began to draw us together, to heal us, to unite us. And he was incarnated right there in our lives. And that's worth celebrating. That's what Christmas is meant to be. And it can be that for you too, friends. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.